Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on great radio stations like Huron's KOKK 1210 AM. Glad to be your host and reminding you, boy, the days are winding down now for the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo, but there's still time to get out to Rapid City and check out the region's largest trade show with over 300 vendors. All kinds of activities going on through this weekend, so check it out online at blackhillsstockshow.com.
And spend some time with your ranching roots and appreciate what the land has to offer. Sunrises over the pasture, a day on horseback, the satisfaction of a job well done. A fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
And we want to remind you about Slutton Angus annual bull sale. In fact, it's the 36th annual bull sale and a female sale at Faith Livestock Auction on February 12th, selling 115 bulls and 30 heifers. And don't forget, they're featuring the bull Man in Black, a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. Slutton Angus, February 12th in Faith, South Dakota. Kim, what do you have on the good stuff?
I've got a piece called Slower, Older, But Smarter.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. You ready?
Yep.
An Airbus 380 is on its way across the Atlantic. It flies consistently at 800 kilometers per hour at 30,000 feet when suddenly a Eurofighter with tempo Mach 2 appears. The pilot of the fighter jet slows down, flies alongside the Airbus, and greets the pilot of the passenger plane by radio. Airbus, boring flight, isn't it? Now have a look here. He rolled his jet on its back, accelerates, breaks through the sound barrier, rises rapidly to a dizzying height, and then swoops down almost to sea level in a breathtaking dive. He loops back to the next Airbus and asks, "Well, how is that?" The Airbus pilot answers, "Very impressive. But now you look." The jet pilot watches the Airbus, but nothing happens. It continues to fly stubbornly straight with the same speed. After 15 minutes, the Airbus pilot radios, "Well, how is that?" Confused, the jet pilot asks, "What did you do?" The Airbus pilot laughs and says, "I got up, stretched my legs, walked to the back of the aircraft to use the washroom, then got a cup of coffee and a chocolate fudge pastry." The moral of the story? When you are young, speed and adrenaline seem to be great. But as you get older and wiser, you learn that comfort and peace are more important. This is called SOS. Slower, older, smarter. And this is dedicated to all of our friends who, like us, now realize that it's time to slow down and enjoy the rest of the trip.
For those of you that still have your mother, keep her close. For those of us that do not have our mothers, just remember how lucky we were. Your mother is always with you. She's the whisper of the leaves as you walk down the street. She's the smell of certain foods you remember, flowers you pick, and perfume that she wore. She's the cool hand on your brow when you're not feeling well. She's your breath in the air on the cold winter's day. She's the sound of the rain that lulls you to sleep, the colors of the rainbow. She is Christmas morning. Your mother lives inside your laughter, and she's crystallized in every teardrop. A mother shows every emotion. Happiness, sadness, fear, jealousy, love, hate, anger, helplessness, excitement, joy, sorrow, and all the while, hoping and praying you will only know the good feelings in life. She's the place you came from, your first home, and she's the map you follow with every step you take. She's your first love, your first friend, even your first enemy. But nothing on earth can separate you. Not time, not space, not even death. So, may we never take our mothers for granted. I probably should have saved that for May and Mother's Day, but I thought,
yeah,
February, what the heck?
I agree. I think February is a great time to acknowledge and recognize our mothers. In Denver, the members of a Sunday school class were asked to set down their favorite biblical truths. One youngster laboriously printed, "Do one to others do one to you." In 1957.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing those. We appreciate all of you tuning in for a little bit of your day here on the Good Stuff program. We are Mike and Kim Burge out of Allentine, Nebraska. If you'd like to submit something for the Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening to your local radio station for another edition of the Good Stuff.